$0 due at inception, plus license, title, and dock fee. 36-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 2.0 Turbo ATS and a 24-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 SRX. State sales tax included in prices. Chicago residents require use tax. 10,000 miles per year plus 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offer good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear.
Lease a 2015 ATS courtesy car for $289 a month or a 2015 SRX courtesy car for $329 a month, both with no down payment and sales tax included. Plus, we'll make your first month's payment. ATS for $289, SRX for $329 with no down payment, sales tax included, and we make your first month's payment.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Now open Saturday for service.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Cabela's. Don't miss our coverage of Bears training camp starting Wednesday. A new coaching staff, a new front office, and an infusion of new players. Trust us to cover it all on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with the Scoreboard Update. Trade talk is going to dominate a lot of the headlines the next few days. ESPN digging in on the Cole Hamels stuff as four teams in serious talks, according to the report, with the Phils to get him. That's the Dodgers, the Rangers, the Red Sox, and the Cubs. Good timing to have Philadelphia in town, and could be an interesting weekend as the Phils face off against the Cubs. Going at it right now at Wrigley, and that's where we find the Score's David Schuster for an update. David?
All right, Matt, and Hamels is scheduled to go against the Cubs tomorrow, but as for today, we're chugging right along. Top of the fourth, Cubs leading at 1-0. Chris Bryant accounting for the Cubs' run with his 13th home run on the season. It's been a while since he's hit one. An opposite field shot into the right field bleachers. Meanwhile, John Lester on the mound, not exactly sharp, but he's kept the Phillies off the board so far. He's allowed 4 hits, couple of strikeouts. He's also hit a batter. He's pitching out of a jam, or at least he's trying to, here in this fourth inning as the Cubs lead it 1-0. Live at Wrigley, I'm David Schuster on WSCR The Score.
White Sox, in the meantime, trade Connor Gillespie to the Angels for cash considerations. He was designated for assignment back on Sunday. Likely to be a fill-in for David Freese from now on while he's on the DL for the next couple of weeks. Jose Quintana on the bump for the Southsiders tonight. They go for 2 in a row. Corey Kluber going for Cleveland. Dodgers place Zach Greinke on paternity leave. That means he's out for the weekend. NFL news, former Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Kromer has found his way out the door in Buffalo. Bills parting ways with their offensive line coach before he even coaches a game. It's all after he was arrested for punching a boy in Florida over beach chairs last month. Former Bear wideout Bernard Berrien caught a former Vikings teammate robbing his house. He told a Fresno TV station that he was actually watching him do it on a security camera. Berrien was robbed once before for a total of $30,000 as a rather elaborate security system now. And hockey news, new deals keep the Arizona Coyotes in Glendale for 2 more years. They nearly picked up and moved to Vegas last month. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's July sales event going on right now. And every Sunday is family day at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse where kids set the pace. Enjoy pony rides, a petting zoo, face painting, a bounce house, and roaming entertainment. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Spend your Sunday at Arlington. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tonight, 5:30, when the White Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
Yeah.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You've got Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7. The score out and about as we always are on Fridays. One of our favorite places, Mike and Denise's. We've been to Aurora twice. We've been to Yorkville twice. And Yorkville is looking, and I'm told some signs were changed in Yorkville, looking for new heroes. I'm recommending us.
I think that's a very solid recommendation.
I do too. Solid. All the way. Nothing. Giving you the best of the best. I just don't know what part of the day that comes on, though. Would that actually be, we are the best of the best. Anyway, we're talking to you 312-644-6767. Several things that kind of rankle me today, but the junior sale thing rankles me whether there's legal action or not, because those things take forever.
It's just too bad. I know they say they've got a policy in place that it's just something they don't do, because it, what bugs me is the language of saying that for the deceased player, the family member speaking is redundant. Who are you to say what's redundant? Just because somebody else gave a speech that was also recapitulated in the video, it doesn't. What's redundant is any one of these meatheads just, oh, football's a great game.
That's what it is.
For everybody else, I mean, the whole thing is redundant. So then say, well, for that reason, for this particular reason, you're not going to be talking, your daughter is not going to talk about you, then, because it's redundant? Nobody remembers anything that's said at any of these things, do they?
No. No,
that's not why you called, though. And this was something that kind of freaked me out. And it's from your guy, Dave Savini, at CBS 2 Chicago, from our website at CBSChicago.com. Creepy clowns running around cemeteries and city streets scaring people. There have been reports around the country, and now here, too. So Dave Savini talked with a Chicagoan who had a close encounter with a nocturnal clown earlier this month. There's a cell phone video.
Got out his clown detector.
A person dressed in a clown suit trespassing at historic Rose Hill Cemetery in the dead of night. You're nodding. You heard the story?
No, I know the Rose Hill Cemetery. Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Famous.
Yeah.
Julia Graham says she was freaked out at the figure as it ran toward the main when we're driving by at about 10 p.m. When we get closer, we realize it's a clown, which is super weird, she said. They snapped a picture of the clown scaling the 7-foot-tall gate at the Ravenswood Avenue entrance.
Wow.
So it was somebody putting forth a lot of effort and being really weird. The Northside Cemetery was clearly closed and locked for the night. Officials don't know what to make of it, because other than the trespass, there were no complaints of vandalism. It got weirder. When Julia and her husband hung around to get a better look, the clown was not deterred nor afraid. He waved slowly at the couple. Incidents like this one aren't isolated. A video of creepy clowns surprising people on the streets of California went viral last year. In New York, a clown was seen making a daytime excursion while holding some balloons. Eventually, the clown caught in the headlights of Graham's car turns around and, without saying a word, takes off into the darkness of the cemetery. Chicago police say there have been no other bizarre clown sightings.
Boy, I tell you, we
there it is. Come on. I was waiting.
Man.
Yeah, that's, and I don't we live that far
we
from
We live
there.
In quite a place, don't we? I mean, just all around the country, all of it. Because they're everywhere. They're the clowns. I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy clowns. First of all, they went to the cemetery at night, weren't they? What he said?
Well, they were outside and saw him climbing the fence, so they sort of stopped and investigated as they were driving by. I don't think they were in there.
I don't know what you're going to do in a clown suit. I mean, I don't think you're digging up graves. They might catch you doing that, but that's... Okay. But I've seen him in New York. I saw the one in New York.
Okay. Yeah, whatever it is, I don't like it, because I mean...
We all hate clowns. That's why.
But they're inherently creepy, regardless of any of this. They're just creepy. So to say he's particularly creepy, look, they're creepy if they walk in here. They're creepy if they're in the parking lot. Yeah. No matter where you see
anywhere
a clown,
they're
creepy. That's mm-hmm. every single damn one.
To be inundated by clowns in cemeteries, streets, and everything else, really creepy.
Yes.
I mean, I've never liked them. I guess the only clown I really liked was Andy.
No, he was creepy too.
Yeah, well, I know he was creepy, but I didn't, the creepiness was kind of washed away by the stupidity. You know, I mean, he was just so overtly stupid that I like the, you know, I sort of ignored the creepiness.
But
of
that
it.
Was back in the day of the unsanctioned mascot.
Yeah.
When teams could just have random people dressed as random things hanging around associating themselves like that idiot Billy Cub guy who was harassing people and punching people in bars.
And a guest on the show.
And he was a guest on the show defending his actions when he's shaking people down for tips, walking around. Posing for pictures of people, hey, give me money, I'm Billy Cub, and I'm going to punch you in the face.
I see those guys a lot of different places around the world, too, in those costumes, and I pose with them. I pay them, too.
What, random sports mascots?
No,
or
not
just
sports
street
mascots,
people?
Just street people that are at various sites around, because they lurk there, and whatever, they're dressed as something, and I saw one the other night. Where the hell were we that walked in front of us? He was fully dressed as something on the street.
Where?
Walking by. Where the hell were we?
In the city?
No.
In the suburbs?
In the city, yeah. Yeah.